Here we are, a stone's throw from the start of the Ruta de las Señas, a great place to start. Here we see two installations directly related to the architecture of water. Because in order for a town to consolidate, it has to have two things above all, something to eat and something to drink. And since man does not live by wine alone, we need water. And while wine is easy to come by here, water is not. These lands are considered to be somewhat dry. So, where do we get our water? The answer is under your feet. The rain that falls in this region tends to flow under the ground, along natural water bottlenecks. This is the water table, an underground pooling of water in the subsoil. In order to extract it, since time immemorial, we have counted on fantastic inventions. Like the one you see before you, a noria or scoop wheel. An excavation is made in the earth, into which a circular structure, normally made of dry stone, is inserted. Next, the scoop wheel, seña in the Valencian language, is installed. Fixed to the wheel, we have cadufs, small troughs. As the wheel turns, the cadufs reach the depths to where the water is, and they scoop it up in an endless cycle. A mechanism originally made of wood and later of metal converts the mechanical action of a huge crank into the force necessary to raise the cadufs, laden with water, and collect it. Normally, this work was done by animals, hence the size of the platform for the seña. Finally, this water was channeled and collected, giving us fresh water. This model, elaborate and almost industrial in nature, was used to irrigate the fields and provide water for human consumption and storage. The other model that you will find is used for wells. The concept is the same, to reach into the depths of the earth and extract sufficient quantities of water, in this case using a rope, pulley, and a bucket. More artisanal and, let's face it, more tiring. This seña is called El Roso, and 50 meters farther along, we have a small well called La Señeta, from which you can extract water yourself. It's quite an experience. Now, the real start of the route that we propose is a little further down, in Poample. But we've brought you here above all to check out the Señeta. The route is about 6 kilometers long, and it is suitable for everyone. Tranquil and pleasant, it will take you by various traditional masos, or Mediterranean farmhouses, such as the masos of Rores and La Playa, where you can rest, drink, and even have a bite to eat. If you dare to try this route, let's meet up again, once you've finished, at the next point of interest.